Hello. Were you ever picked on when you were a little kid? Perhaps you were that scrawny kid who got pushed around a lot in the gym locker room? Or you were the fat kid who had little boobies, who everyone thought needed a bra? Or you were that girl with stringy straight hair and really thick glasses that nobody ever really wanted to talk to? Was that you? Or maybe you're just one of the countless other awkward people. Young people trying to find their way through the world. And there were bigger kids who exploited that and pushed you around and threw chestnuts at you and acorns and pine cones when you were walking to and from school. Maybe they pushed your face in the mud and stole all of your money. Maybe they took your trapper keeper and threw it high up in a tree so you couldn't reach it. Maybe they made dirty pictures of you where instead of a nose, you had genitalia on your face. If that's you, this recording, this topic, is for you especially. And it's called Destroy All Bullies. Let's begin. Go ahead, and if you're seated or lying down, just allow yourself to relax. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And by the time we reach 1, you're going to be in a very deep, calm state of relaxed awareness. Your mind will be expanded and open to new learnings that will only serve for your highest benefit. Are you ready? Good. 10. Relaxing down. 9. Relaxing twice as relaxed. 8. Doubling that even more. 7. Getting closer and closer. 6. Allowing the tension to seep out of your neck and shoulders and back. 5. Breathing deeply and exhaling. 4. Relax. 3. 2. 1. Good. You've probably changed since that time. You've grown older, gotten a job, you're in a relationship, or waiting for one to begin, someone to come along and make you happy. But still, somewhere in your mind, those bullies might still exist. See them now. What size are they in relation to you? If it's too painful, I want you to put a little bit of space so that you're looking at it like it's a picture or a movie in your mind. Are they bigger than you? Are they at the same height? Are they smaller? This is important because studies have shown people who can make their bullies smaller than them have gone on to live rich and fruitful lives. Try it. If you have a bully in your mind right now, make him as tall as a little doll, 8 inches tall, right now. Good. See how that feels differently. It should feel better. Make all the bullies in your mind that small. Good. This is a great start. What this is telling you is that your mind has flexibility and your imagination can bend at your will. Use this power to your advantage as you follow my voice as I lead you through this wonderful exercise known as Destroy All Bullies. Let's begin. I want your mind to drift back to when you were a young teenager, or maybe even earlier. You're lying on your little bed. You can hear children outside laughing and dogs barking. Trucks going by and cars honking, wherever you were at the time. Just lie there in bed. Look over and see that Morrissey poster up on the wall. See your G.I. Joe figures or your Barbie dolls, the toys of youth, reminding you of times more innocent. Now it seems you can't get a break. Every time you go outside, those bullies on the street corner are waiting for you. They're taunting you and calling you out. And you're lying there, afraid and ashamed of yourself. But that's okay. Things are about to change and get a lot better. You're lying there, beginning to slowly drift off into another dreamlike state, returning to that place where you are free, when all of a sudden, the roof rips off of your house or your apartment complex, And you look up and you can see the bright blue sky and the clouds overhead. And you look down and you notice something's changing. Your body, what is happening? Your hand and your fingers are expanding and elongating. They're becoming as large as tennis rackets. And your arms are starting to stretch out, becoming as long as plank boards. You're getting bigger. The bed underneath you crashes and you split it in half. Your parents yell, "What's going on up there?" They don't know the transformation that's happening. Your feet burst out of your shoes and your jeans rip open like you're the Hulk. And you're growing. You're 10 feet tall and you're starting to rise up out of your little room. And then you're 20 feet tall and now you're 30 feet tall, 40, 50. You're expanding out beyond the house. The walls are crumbling. People are screaming. The neighbors down the street are running as fast as they can. You are now 150 feet tall. Look around. Feel your breath. When you breathe in, the birds get sucked in. And then you blow them out. And then you breathe them in. And you blow them out. The trees sway toward you. Look around. You can see for miles in any direction your small town or your large major city, wherever you grew up. Your eyes scan the horizon, and you feel nothing but power coursing through your body. You look down, and there they are, your bullies. They're tiny, and their mouths have dropped wide open, and they're staring up in horror. You smile down at them, your teeth as large as tombstones, and you go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha," and you blasted them with your laser beam eyeball. And it hits the concrete right in front of them, and they start running. Their little Converses are kicking up, and their jean jackets are swaying back and forth. As they're running, trying to get home, they hop on their bikes, and they're riding away, and you're following them, one step at a time. You cover one city block in one step. Careful not to crush any of the houses of people that you like. And they're riding around trying to scurry between your legs. And you grab one of them. And you can hear his little pipsqueak voice going, "Please, please, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." But you don't care. You flip him up in the air, open your mouth, and he lands on your tongue. And you suck him down like a gummy bear. And you yell, "I am the destroyer of everything. Ha, 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 ha." And there's that second little bully. He's trying to hide under some bushes. Rip the bushes out by the roots. Lift it up in the air. Open it up. Goes in your mouth, a little surf and turf, if you know what I mean. And you eat him up and swallow him down whole. Where's that third one? He's riding all the way to the elementary school. He thinks he can hide there. "That's just fine. You'll destroy the school while you're at it." You rip it open. Reach down. Grab him as he's trying to hide underneath the bleachers. He's screaming for his life. Bite off his head. Eat him up. Swallow him whole. Look behind you and see the trail of destruction that you've left in your wake. You are all powerful. You are mighty. You are a monster. Now, of course, you wouldn't do this in real life. But you must understand that deep inside your mind, these bullies still existed. But what you've done now is you've gone in there and you've destroyed them. How do you feel differently? Keep all of those sensations of power and might in your body. And now imagine as if some elderly gentleman, an old professor type, came along, and he calmed you down, and he took you, and he trained you. It's like he raised you, you feral creature, you, and he taught you the right and the wrong, and how to use a napkin and utensils, and he harnessed that power into good. So now you're able to help out communities by clearing away roads that have been washed out, or helping people that are up in tall buildings when they're on fire. You've harnessed this power for the power of good. You've learned wisdom. You have changed from a monster and you've found your humanity once again. But of course, society being what it is doesn't understand, and they drive you out, and you must float away on an iceberg. But that's a different story. For now, just enjoy the power that's coursing through your body and the wisdom of how to use it for the benefit of yourself and everyone else on the planet.